Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Item 470, no, I see Commissioner Fish wanted to, but he's not here.
I think he's gone.
Okay, so he had a scheduling conflict, but we'll just see if we can't continue sure without him. 477.
477, authorize a contract and provide payment for the construction components of the Road 10 Milepost 0.6-1.8 project as defined in the Bull Run Roads Assessment Management Plan at an estimated cost of $685,000.
Assume you want to go ahead and do this even though he's not here.
Well, I was told that he wanted to put them all, the two that we have at the very end of your regular agenda.
All right. I wasn't clear on that. If you're fine with waiting, then we'll do that. We'll take the other items and bring this and something else, David. What was the other?
The one that was pulled from consent.
I got it. You're right. Okay. Thank you. We'll hold that then. All right, let's hold 477 to later in the agenda and take up 478.
478. Oops. Authorize a grant agreement for $100,000 with David Douglas School District to support the Earl Boyles Early Works Program.
Mr. Salzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This ordinance authorizes, or I should say appropriates, what we authorized in our last year's budget, $100,000 for the Earl Boyles Early Childhood Learning Center. This $100,000 will go towards building the early childhood education wing as well as a family support center. And if anybody has any questions, we have Ken Thrasher here, who is co-chair of the capital campaign for the Earl Boyles Early Learning Center.
Which sounds like it's going rather well.
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. It is going well, and much in thanks to your leadership in helping us launch this program and get it funded. With this appropriation combined with last year's appropriation and the PDC funding and the tremendous support of the Planning and Approval Bureau under Amanda's leadership, this project is going to come in and be completed under budget on time, which is in today's world is a pretty remarkable thing, especially in school districts as we read the paper today. And I think the key here is you've really helped create this tremendous partnership between the district, public funders, and the community, which has really leveraged our ability to raise funds. We are at about 90% of the funds raised to date with this appropriation. We have a funnel of donors to finish this project. Hopefully by the end of the summer, those donors will be finalized in the project. And I can tell you it's having a tremendous amount of not only effect in the district, but outside the district today. And I just want to thank you for your leadership here, because when we look at the investment and what it's done, we are having a tremendous amount of input coming back from both the state officials on this project, its leadership role in the state on early childhood investments. I was actually in Medford for the last 2 days with community leaders, in which I had 10 meetings in 2 days with community leaders, and one of the top topics was how the Earl Boyles project is coming and what kind of outcomes we're having. I know Don shared those outcomes with you when he testified last week, but those along with 25-plus other school districts that have visited the site are seeing the value of this early childhood investment. We've also had discussions with the 6 other districts in the county about how to prioritize this kind of an investment with other schools, including looking at those where we don't have to put capital into them. And we're also having discussions with the state, because one of the challenges we faced with this project was when the state appropriated funds for early childhood, they put a limitation on capital. So the ability of the county, of your contributions along with the county's matching that, has made this project possible when we didn't have the state funds to support that. We have applied for an operating grant because the funds from the state have all been focused on operations, but we are very confident that the project will come in on time and under budget, as we said. And the outcomes, I think, here speak for themselves, as Don talked about, in setting the model for early childhood education in Oregon. So most of all, thank you for your efforts and leadership in this, and we look forward to expanding this model throughout Oregon. Questions?
Thank you.
Thanks
for your leadership.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks very much. Okay, is there anyone else that wants to speak on this item?
No one signed up.
Right, and that is an emergency ordinance which requires a roll call, and there's still 4 of us here, so let's do that.
Prince.
Oh.
Oh, thank I'm you. Sorry.
It's okay. I'll be happy to go first and vote. Thank you very much for coming in and for your mention of the good work at
Bureau of Development Services. I passed along Superintendent Garling's compliments, and it's not often that somebody comes in to say thank you, and I appreciate it. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fish. Hales.
Great work. Looking forward to its completion. Aye. Okay, 479.
479, amend fee schedule associated with fire regulations.
Mr. Saltzman again.
Thank you, Mayor. We have here before us our annual update to the fees associated with all of our fire regulations in Portland. And it's important to note that Portland Fire and Rescue has worked with the Prevention Advisory Council on these proposed fees. A couple of highlights include a new citation fee for nightclubs that do not comply with our recently enacted sprinkling requirements. And we are also proposing fines for illegal fireworks citations double to $500. Fire Marshal Nate DeCara is here if council members have any questions.
Looks like Commissioner Fritz might have one.
So I have a concern, and that is the doubling of the fine for the first offense for illegal fireworks from 250 to 500. How many people have we cited and given tickets for $250 to?
Last year we cited, I believe, 163 individuals.
And do we have any demographics of the age and the location and the ethnicity of those folks?
We have some demographics as far as the location, but I don't believe we have the age of, I believe we can find that out. I don't have that at this point for you.
So of course, no offspring of mine has ever set off an illegal firework. However, I would imagine that many of people setting off illegal fireworks are of the younger generation. And it seems to me that a fine of $250 is pretty significant for somebody who doesn't make much money and for their parent who may be paying their fine. I'm very concerned about moving to $500, and I'm wondering what evidence you have that that will reduce the number of illegal fireworks being put off.
So I guess the intent of the increase in the fireworks citation for the illegal fireworks, 2 years ago we started an education campaign trying to educate the citizens of Portland about the negative impact illegal fireworks have on our communities. What we've learned, basically, some individuals, once they understand the negative impact, they stop using it. Others continue to use it. It's similar to speeding. We all know it's dangerous to speed. However, at times, the potential to get a traffic ticket is what keeps us under the speed limit. So when you look at just statistics alone, nationwide, thousands of individuals is injured when they use illegal fireworks. In the state of Oregon, in the last 5 years, we've had approximately $5 million of property damage. As far as the explosions, we've heard that some of our veterans are affected, who's affected by PTSD, are affected by the explosions. We've had problems with animals being scared. Multnomah County Animal Control has stated that they have an increase of about 25% of lost dogs and cats during the 4th of July weekend. So I guess the intent to answer your question is if it's not important for individuals to be good neighbors because of the impact of the negative impact of the illegal fireworks, I'm hoping that the increase in citation will be an added deterrent.
So I'm fine with you increasing the second and third offense fines.
Okay.
I just am very concerned about a first offense. And presumably you don't even get warnings, right? It's just you get a citation?
Well, the warnings is the education.
Do you give warnings, or do you always, if you're Colton and you find an illegal firework, do you always get the ticket?
Well, if we see the person actually lighting the fireworks and using it, we give a citation.
I just think that's...
I would suggest, I mean, this only usually happens once a year, so the notion of repeat offenders is kind of a ephemeral concept, I think. And I think, you know, similar to how we just adopted a fee for $500 for violating a stop work order, it gets people's attention, hopefully in a way that will prevent them from having lighting illegal fireworks or letting their kids light illegal fireworks.
Well, as mentioned, that in development services, it's at the discretion of the director. If we're only citing 100 people a year, and those, it doesn't seem like we've already, not, we're not capturing the volume of people who are going to be affected, but then to charge them $500 for a first offense, I agree that it's a problem that just shouldn't happen, that mm-hmm. people should be good neighbors for all the reasons that you mentioned. I just think that $250 is a pretty significant fine, especially in comparison to some of our traffic violation fines.
Okay. Well, other jurisdictions, Gresham, I believe they have, it's a misdemeanor, and they have a fine up to $1,500. I believe Happy Valley is $1,000. Clackamas County, I believe it's $300 to $500. Lake Oswego is $295 to $500 on their offenses.
Maybe before the second reading next week, you could get me a list of all of our neighboring jurisdictions and what their fines are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Other questions? Great. Thank you very much. Is there anyone signed up on this one?
No one signed up.
Okay. Then that passes to second reading.